What time of day was Adam created?
A little before Eve.
Thanks for joining us today. You're listening to Laugh Again with Phil Calloway.
It's been a long time since we had a Bible quiz on Laugh Again. I promise you'll enjoy this one and maybe even learn something. If you knew that Adam was the first patient to be operated on under anesthetic, it won't get you into heaven, but it did help many listeners pass our last quiz with flying colors. Let's see how you do today. Don't forget to keep score, and let's start with a few questions just for fun. Where were freeways first mentioned in the Bible? Genesis 1:30, the Lord made every creeping thing. How old were the goats when Adam named them? They were just kids. All right, here we go. Number one, where did the phrase wolf in sheep's clothing originate? Aesop's Fables or the Bible? It's the Bible. Matthew 7:15, beware of false prophets which come to you in sheep's clothing, but inwardly they are vicious wolves. Many phrases we use originated in Scripture, like holier than thou, a drop in the bucket, and the blind leading the blind. Question two. Who prayed three times a day at an open window? David or Daniel? It's Daniel. As a result, he became the very first lion tamer. Number three, what was the first of the 10 plagues of Egypt? Frogs, garlic, or blood? When Pharaoh refused to set the slaves free, the first plague God sent was blood. Frogs came next. Now, hop to question four. Who was history's first murderer, Abel or Cain? Abel was murdered by his brother Cain. Number five. Were angels present at the creation of the world? Yes or no? Job 38 tells us that they were. By the way, did you know that the Bible has 22 different names for the fallen angel Satan? Claim 4 bonus points if you knew this. Question 5. Who won the first recorded beauty contest? Ruth or Esther? Ruth was David's great-grandma, but Esther was the first beauty queen. This queen of the Medo-Persian Empire saved her people from an attempted Holocaust. It is still celebrated today as Purim. One more question. Number 7. In Esther's story, who was hung on a gallows about 75 feet high? Voltaire or Haman? Haman. Voltaire, you may recall, was the famous 18th century writer who bragged, "It took 12 men to start Christianity, one will destroy it." In 1776, he said, 100 years from my day, there will not be a Bible in the earth except one that is looked upon by an antiquarian curiosity seeker. 100 years later, Voltaire was long gone. 50 years after his death, the Geneva Bible Society used the printing press he owned to print stacks of Bibles, and the house he had lived in was the distribution center. On Christmas Eve, 1933, approximately 200 years after Voltaire's prediction, a first edition of his work sold in Paris for 11 cents. That same day, the British government purchased an ancient New Testament manuscript for the Tsar of Russia for $500,000. It is still highly prized and is on display in the British Museum. Well, it's time to add up your score. How did you do? There were 7 questions. If you got a big fat zero, try again next time. If you got 3 correct, be encouraged, you're showing potential. 5 right, impressive. 7, scholarly. I hope you've enjoyed our 6th Bible quiz. And remember, a Bible that's falling apart probably belongs to someone who isn't.
Here at Laugh Again, we combine humor with a deeper purpose. As one listener wrote, "Phil, I love your humor and the truths you beautifully incorporate into your stories. This ministry centers on sharing the hope, joy, and truth of Jesus. Our goal isn't just laughs, but turning hearts towards the only one who can wipe our tears for good. Want to join this mission? Support us with a financial gift today at laughagain.us. Laugh Again, truth bringing laughter to life."